This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump is headed south for the holidays amid uncertainty about his impeachment trial. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani has more from the White House.
While it's expected to be sunny at his Florida resort, plans for the trial remain cloudy here in Washington. Senate leaders Mitch McConnell and Chuck Schumer are at an impasse over procedures and perhaps new witnesses. And House Speaker Nancy Pelosi so far is refusing to send the Senate the actual articles of impeachment.
We'll see whether House Democrats ever want to work up the courage to actually take their accusations to trial.
McConnell hosted the president's defense team for a walkthrough in the Senate chamber, where the president's eventually expected to be acquitted on both charges. Before leaving here, the president mocked one of the accusations against him, tweeting, "Nancy Pelosi is looking for a quid pro quo with the Senate. Why aren't we impeaching her?" Sagar Meghani at the White House.
British lawmakers gave preliminary approval Friday to Prime Minister Boris Johnson's Brexit bill, clearing the way for Britain to leave the EU next month. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The House of Commons has voted 358 to 234 for the Withdrawal Agreement Bill, a clear win for Johnson. The bill will receive more scrutiny and possible amendment next month and also has to be approved by Parliament's upper chamber, the House of Lords. But Johnson's commanding Conservative majority in Parliament now means it's almost certain Britain will then leave the EU on January 31. But for all Johnson's talk of getting Brexit done, details of Britain's negotiating stance with the EU over a trading future, and even who will lead those trade talks, remain unknown. Charles de Ledesma, London.
For more on these stories, be sure to visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. Five people were killed Friday as thousands defied India's government and took part in protests against a new citizenship law. The five people were killed in violence that erupted in several towns of Uttar Pradesh, where stone-throwing crowds clashed with police and set vehicles and a police post on fire. 10,000 people protested outside New Delhi's Jamia Millia Islamia University, the site of weekend clashes in which students accused police of using excessive force. The protests, now in their second week, have taken 13 lives as crowds have sometimes turned violent. The new law offers a path to Indian citizenship to Hindus, Parsis, Christians, and other faiths who have been persecuted in Muslim-majority countries that border India. It does not make the same offer to Muslims. Meanwhile, clashes erupted in Beirut on Friday evening between supporters of former Prime Minister Saad Hariri and security forces made up of the Lebanese army and riot police. Supporters of Hariri hurled stones and firecrackers as security forces tried to open a road that had been blocked earlier in the day. Hariri's supporters were protesting against the appointment of a new designate Prime Minister Hassan Diab. According to a statement released by the Lebanese army, seven soldiers were wounded during the confrontation as protesters threw rocks and fired firecrackers. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Friday criticized the International Criminal Court for moving closer to opening an investigation in the occupied Palestinian territories. The ICC chief prosecutor said she was satisfied that there is a reasonable basis to proceed with an investigation into the situation in Palestine. Netanyahu said that Palestine could not have called for the investigation, and the ICC therefore had no jurisdiction over the case. The Army and the Navy say there was no racial intent in hand gestures at last week's Army-Navy game. Ed Donahue has details.
During the TV broadcast, people in the crowd were seen flashing an upside-down OK sign. Clips went viral. There were questions about whether they were using a white power sign. Others suggested it was part of what's called the circle game, in which someone flashes an upside-down OK sign and punches anyone who looks at it. The Navy says it was a sophomoric game, the circle game, and not racist at all. The Army also rejected any racist overtones. I'm Ed Donahue.
On Wall Street, record highs again on Friday after President Trump spoke about progress in the trade war with China, as well as North Korea and Hong Kong. The Dow Jones Industrials, the S&P 500, and the NASDAQ were all up. For more, visit voanews.com. I'm David Berg, VOA News.